Representative Drawing Else Grills Secretary Pete Buttigieg on Biden's health, fitness for office. By Sean Moran on July 19, 2022. Representative Drawing Else, RTX, grilled Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg on Tuesday on whether he has discussed using the 25th Amendment to remove President Joe Biden from office. My question for you, sir, is, have you spoken with any other cabinet members about implementing the 25th Amendment on President Biden? Nels asked Buttigieg during a transpiration committee hearing. Buttigieg, in response, said that first of all, I'm glad to have a president who can ride a bicycle. And I will look beyond the insulting nature of that question and make clear that the president of the United States. Before he trailed off. Buttigieg also said of course not in response to Nels' questions. Nels then continued, asking if Buttigieg had messaged any members of the executive branch about the president's health decline via email or text messages, including from his private phone. Buttigieg then dodged that question, responding without a yes or no to it. The president of the United States is as vigorous a colleague or boss as I ever had the pleasure of working with, Buttigieg said. Nels also asked Buttigieg about Biden's apparent slurring of words and quoted Buttigieg saying he questioned then-President Donald Trump's mental fitness for the office of the presidency. As Nels reminded him, Buttigieg told CNN in September 2019, "If our presidency is not in good shape, then our country is not in good shape." Nels noted that the presidency is not in good shape. And that is why America continues to face so many crises under Biden's administration. Inflation is 9.1%, gas prices are through the roof. Our adversaries are exploiting our weaknesses across the globe. Our southern border is non-existent, this administration puts the American people last, Nels said. The left, and the dishonest media, which in my opinion, is the greatest threat to this country, the dishonest media, began questioning President Trump's mental state back in February 2017, a month into his presidency. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.